Title: Doc Scott Edit. Blend a vocal stab from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for late night roller weight. Intro: Hi. In this beginner mastering lesson, we're going to build a smoky, low mid weighted vocal stab in Ableton Live 12, Doc Scott Edit style. You'll learn how to create a short vocal modulator, build a dark carrier synth, route Ableton's vocoder with the modulator sidechain, and then blend that stab into a late-night drum and bass roller with subtle EQ, saturation, and glue so it adds weight without stealing the sub or the drums. What you'll build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a short vocal stab made from a single vowel or short phrase, a vocoded texture using that vocal as the modulator and a synth as the carrier, a mastering style processing chain EQ, gentle saturation, dynamics, and low-end management so the stab sits like a Doc Scott edit. Smoky, heavy in feel, but not clashing with the sub. Step-by-step walkthrough. Project prep: open your drum and bass session or a simple roller loop in Ableton Live 12. Make sure there is already a mono sub bass on the master so you can hear how the stab interacts with it. Create two new tracks, an audio track named Vocal Modulator and a MIDI track named Carrier Synth. Create the modulator, find or record a clean short vocal sample, a single vowel like a, ooh, or a short one-word shout. Drop the sample onto Vocal Modulator and trim it to a tight stab length, roughly 120 to 250 milliseconds. Add small fade-ins and fade-outs on the clip to avoid clicks. Optionally, load the sample into simpler set to one shot with a release around 150 ms if you want a playable stab, but a clipped audio region is fine for the vocoder modulator. Create the carrier on carrier synth, load Wavetable or operator. For Doc Scott style, choose darker carriers. In Wavetable, pick a saw or dark square table, lower the filter cutoff, and add a short decay filter envelope. In operator, set a saw-like operator and use a low pass to soften highs. Program a short MIDI stab the same length as the vocal clip. A root note with an octave layer works well. Keep the carrier harmonically dense for weight. Add a separate mono sub sign one octave under if you want extra low weight. Keep that sub mono. Patch the vocoder. Modulator plus carrier routing: place Ableton's vocoder audio effect on the carrier synth track after the instrument device. Open the vocoder sidechain and select vocal modulator as the input. Reminder: the vocoder must be on the carrier track and use the vocal track as the sidechain modulator, otherwise you'll get no or the wrong result. Start with these vocoder settings for a late night roller. Bands: 16 to 32 attack, 5 to 20 ms release, 80 to 220 ms dry slash wet, around 80% to start inside the vocoder, roll off below roughly 300 to 400 Hz to keep low end out of the vocoded signal if the device exposes carrier type. Try saw or noise plus saw for extra grit. Play the carrier MIDI with the vocal clip playing. The vocoded stab should now follow the vocal's shape using the carrier's harmonic content. Shaping intelligibility and timbre if the words are getting lost. Increase bands toward 32 and tighten attack slash release. If it sounds too robotic, lower bands or add a little of the dry vocal back in by duplicating the vocal modulator and sending a low level, process dry vocal to the mix. Add EQ 8 after the vocoder. HP filter around 120 to 250 Hz to protect the sub. Small dip at 200 to 400 Hz, 2 to minus 3 dB to reduce boxing. A small shelf boost between 2 and 6 kHz plus 1.5 to plus 2.5 dB for articulation if needed. Add a saturator set to soft clip with light drive, small gain increase, dry slash wet around 20 to 40% to add harmonic weight without harshness. Mastering style blending into the track. Decide whether the stab lives as a track element or a stem you'll send into a bus. For flexible control, route the vocoded result to a stab bus or a return, so you can adjust it without altering stems. On the stab bus, use gentle dynamics, glue compressor or compressor set 2:1, so threshold yields about 1-2 dB of gain reduction. Attack 10-30 ms, release auto. If the mid-range masks the bass, use multiband dynamics slightly on the 200-800 Hz band to tame it. For stereo and low-end management, put utility at the end and keep the low-end mono. Reduce width to around 80-85% and ensure everything below about 120 Hz is mono. If your version of Live has bass mono, use it, or use EQ to narrow the sub. On the master track, keep global processing subtle, broad glue with light compression, very small saturation for warmth, and a limiter ceiling at minus 0.3 dB so you're not relying on mastering to fix balance. Fine-tuning levels and feel: automate the stab level to duck slightly during snare hits if needed. 1 to 2 dB dips preserve drum impact. For space, use short, dark reverb, Hybrid reverb with a small dark rumor plate, Predele 1018ms, decay 200 to 450ms, wet around 8 to 18%. Add a short filtered ping pong delay with low feedback at a very low level if you want subtle movement. Always a slash B with the original mix without the stab. The goal is added movement and weight, not competing with the sub or drums. Common mistakes to avoid: putting the vocoder on the wrong track or not selecting the vocal modulator in the sidechain. This will give you no result or the wrong one. Leaving too much low end in the vocoded signal. High pass the vocoded track below 120-250 Hz or use a separate mono sub. Using too many bands or too few, start 1632 and adjust. Too many can be squeaky, too few can be unintelligible. Running vocoder at 100% wet, without any dry vocal, can remove human presence. Layer a small amount of dry vocal back and if needed. Using long bright reverb tails, they wash out roller punch. Keep reverbs short and dark, expecting the master limiter to fix level clashes, fix balances at track and bus level first. Pro tip: slightly detune the carrier or add a subtle LFO to the filter cutoff for breathing, rolling motion. Layer a tiny gated noise or transient click before the stab to give percussive snap without adding low end. Use a separate mono sub sign triggered with the stab for weight under the vocoder, keeping the mid-range clean. If you want consonants to cut through, use a transient sharpening parallel chain with a clipper and a 3/6 KHC boost on low level. Save your vocoder chain as an audio effect rack, so you can recall settings quickly. Mini practice exercise: quick run. Load an ooh or ah vocal into an audio track. Create a wave-eatable carrier with a saw oscillator. Put vocoder on the carrier and set the side chain to the vocal. Try these targets. Bands 24. Attack 8ms, release 120ms, dry slash wet 75%. After vocoder, add EQ 8, HB at 140 Hz, minus 2 dB at 300 Hz, plus 2 dB shelf at 3.5 kHz. Add saturator drive 1.5 dB, soft clip on, 25% wet. Send the result to a stab bus with glue compressor for about 1 dB gain reduction and utility width at 85%. Save the chain as doc stab v1.add and compare a slash B with and without the stab. Aim for presence without overpowering the sub. Recap: you've built a vocal modulator, made a carrier synth, routed the vocoder with the vocal as sidechain modulator, shaped intelligibility and tone with EQ and saturation, and used mastering style processing compression, multiband control, mono low end management, and subtle reverb to integrate the stab into a late night roller. Keep the stab short, manage low end with a HP or separate sub, and use gentle glue so the element adds weight and presence while protecting the track's punch. Closing notes: before you finish, check your stab in stereo and mono, at different playback volumes and on different systems. Save a few variations, soft, hard, and sub focused, so you can a slash B quickly during mastering. If anything sounds off, render short loops with and without the vocoder active and flip between them. That often reveals masking or phase issues that are easy to fix. That's it. Build, tweak, and a slash B in context. Have fun getting that smoky, low mid Doc Scott roller weight.